because you have this wine, which is in vitro, and you fit the same patterns and so on. You have it in vitro. And this is for our body, and this is for our environment, for our houses, and for our traveling and so on, external energy. And it's the same principle. And one goes through nature, and one goes through culture. And they affect each other only just by laying beneath each other. That's it. So if you calculate that, and this you can find on the internet as well, 500 billion hotspots, and you, with actual technology, you only need 160,000 square kilometers. And this is one half of Spain, or a fifth of Texas, or a hundredth of the Sahara.
With these actual printed out solar panels, and the efficiency range is very low still.
Yeah.
And still it's just so
put
few.
Another one to, for example, for transportation losses, but it's independent. It does not make any sense about that. And of course it's an odd idea to concentrate on certain locations, because you need the network and everybody should do that, and many to many. So the principle, so you see there's plenty of them. There's no lack of resources, or even think about resources. It's nonsense. It's a question of logistics. Get it off, not on. So the principle, back.
Sorry.
So the principal idea is that we have a world with the hotspots, which are currently heated by fires of different kinds, centralized fires in a hierarchical network. This has to be transferred into a system with hotspot and cool spots networked with it. So we have 500 billion hotspots where energy comes out, and for example 50 billion where solar cells or other technologies takes the energy, transfer it to electricity, and cools the point. So it's a black point in a network. And it sends energy chunks like you send SMS with all the mobile phones, just from one point to the other in a network. That's it. Very simple. And this is something like a rhizome covering our planet as a cultural energy system. Okay. The always on story hätten wir schon. Now look at this, for example. If you have this kind of, just to see how this turns, we all have the story with always on, and the problem will get light off instead of keeping it on. And to switch from resources and scarcity to logistics. Here you see, for example, this is River Nile, and the water is always flowing away. Then there's a simple calculation that only 16 square meters of this foil is needed to desalt 1 cubic meter of water from the sea in one day. So to desalt water, it's a very simple machine. I can tell you. Yeah. You have a membrane. Tower, I don't know, I think 20 meters something. Then you put water in there, salty water in there, all the water, and then you get the NRCL gets here and the H2O keeps it. It goes out. This is a desalting machine. So the only thing you need is this membrane with a high-tech product, And you need a pump to get the water 20 meters high. And then you get control. What this pump? Solar cells, 16 square meters. Then you have 1 cubic meter per day wood.
That's a machine. You need two high-tech products.
One is this foil here, and one is this foil here.
But the rest is as primitive as thinkable.
So now you can put the pump, produce pressure as if it was a tower of 20 meters, so it gets compact. Put this pump into the ocean, keeps the salt in the ocean, and pump the desalinated water out of the sea. So there's the coast. You have the solar cells, you have a cable, you have the pump, and the water. So 60 square meters, 1 cubic meter.
That's it. So, which means for the river Nia that the river, in principle, is not, the water is not flowing away, the water is coming. So, and therefore, the whole culture just preventing water flowing away is turned because we just did what we want. So it is a very radical metaphor, but it shows how all our secure understanding what the truths we are believing, things we are believing in, for example, that water is running away. No, water is coming. If we say we want it, it's coming. Yeah? And so. So this is what we tell the metalytic, and this is what we think we need to train to design in, and to find architectural manifestos for, to solve problems which hadn't been addressed before. Because it hadn't been addressable. Then, so that's for now. I suggest that we make a break of. I think we meet at 4 again for another hour. And I would like to have you 2 or 3 questions. Then we discuss the questions about these topics, and we have another session of 1.5 hours at 4. And then it was for the first week. Tomorrow it's at 4 it's fine, as you know. Okay, thank you.